Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Just like that, it's the final hour of the Bill Michaels Show, Wednesday edition. Thanks for tuning in, Wisconsin. I'm Radio Joe. Filling in for Bill again today. He will be back tonight, actually. He'll be doing the Bill Michaels Huddle on many of these same stations, 6 to 8, presented by Bud Light Seltzer. On the panel tonight, we got two guys making their debut on the Huddle. We will have Dan Casper from Sports Talk 105.1 up in Eau Claire, and then over down into La Crosse is Grant Bills from WKTY. They will be on the panel tonight, 6 to 8, again, on many of these network stations. And if you don't have the Bill Michaels Huddle, please, I encourage you. It's free. Unlike paying money for cable and paying money to watch the Bucks on television, this is all free here on the Bill Michaels Show. Download the free radio.com app and you can listen to the show that way as well. Free content, guys. You know, there's one station in this city that actually has their podcast where you have to pay for it. You have to pay. I mean, come on. All of our content is free. Earlier in the show, we talked with John Horst. That can be found at BillMichaelsSports.com. Or if you just stick around here for a little bit, we will be running it back here momentarily. So stay tuned for that. I had a really good conversation with the Bucks general manager earlier in the show. And really, it's been a good day. I mean, despite the fact that we've had to complain about media companies, TV companies, who just don't know what the heck they're doing and screwing fans because they can get away with it. It just drives me nuts. So let's move over to something a little bit more positive. Let's stick with the Packers because David Bakhtiari was on our flagship station. He comes on every Tuesday at 4:35 on the Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back. Leroy Butler is on that show quite a bit. But David Bakhtiari, this has really been the money bite. And you're going to hear this bite if you're watching NFL Network, or maybe ESPN will have it, or I promise you, you're going to be hearing this all over the place the next few days heading into this matchup against the Bears. This was the money quote yesterday from David Bakhtiari on the Big Show talking about this matchup against the Bears.
I look at it as this is essentially the wild card game for us. So we either don't come out to play this week and, you know, like lethargic, don't take it seriously, and we lose next week's bye, or we take this like the wildcard game, we come out ready to play, and then we get our next week off. So I'm assuming all of us in our facility are definitely going to go with beat the piss out of the Bears, one, because it's the Bears, two, because we need it for the one seed. And, you know, then the following week we can be able to practice, heal up, watch the games, figure out who's going to come out to Lambeau Field.
Yeah, that's some really good stuff there from David Bakhtiari. And again, You know, I certainly am not expecting the Packers to just slack off on Sunday and not give it their best against the Bears. I just think this Packers team is very hungry right now. It's like Rocky Balboa training for Clubber Lang or Apollo Creed or Ivan Drago out in Siberia. Like the Packers are very serious about this game. They know what's on the line. They want home field advantage. So I am not expecting them to slack off in any way. So I mean that is the quote that you're going to hear throughout the rest of the week on this show and on TV everywhere. It's just that's some really good stuff there from David Bakhtiari, and he's always speaking his mind, and he never ever every time he comes on with the Big Show, and yesterday it was with Ryan Horvath and Gary Ellerson. David does not BS. He doesn't BS. He will call it like he sees it, and that's what you want to hear. He also talked about the performance that A.J. Dillon had, because how can you not talk about that?
He definitely came out to play. It was definitely very nice to see him come out and absolutely level a couple dudes. So that was good. I mean, I think perfect time. That's the way I want to look at it.
You know, we're still trying to find out, and Matt LaFleur is talking right now, and we'll see if we'll have some of that press conference for you before the end of the show. But, you know, we don't know really what the situation is with Jamal Williams because he's banged up right now. And, you know, if he doesn't play, after what we just saw from A.J. Dillon, I think it's like, A.J. Dillon, yes, please, let's go. Put him back in there. Let's see what he does against this Bears front. Certainly very intriguing if that happens. So we're waiting to see what the update is with Jamal Williams there, but A.J. Dillon just continues to get it done. And not just A.J. Dillon, the whole running back trio this year has been amazing. Here's David Bakhtiari.
I really think like Jamal is a nice mix of both. A.J., absolute beast, you know, is that power running back, and he's got some good top end speed. And then you have Aaron, the slasher. That at any moment he can break one off and go yard.
Yeah, no question about it. And again, we just don't know if all three of these guys are going to be back together next year. It's going to be very interesting to see how Brian Gutekunst handles this. I mean, A.J. Dillon is obviously a guarantee. He's not going anywhere, but it's going to be between Aaron Jones or Jamal Williams. I can't imagine him being able to pay both of them. So there's a lot of questions there, but what you're getting out of that trio right now, it's amazing. It's just amazing. And, you know, there have been certain trios in Packers history that we look at that have always been good. One of my favorite trios growing up, you know, was watching, you know, Tony Fisher and Najee Davenport and, of course, Amon Green, you know, lead that backfield. That was really, really something else. And this is just another one of those trios that you can just, they're all reliable guys. So this next one here from David Bakhtiari is interesting because, you know, I remember when Mike Budenholzer said the same thing that, you know, we don't follow the Super Bowl or bust mentality. You know, you could argue that he's doing that because he just doesn't want to put the bar that high. Believe it or not, David Bakhtiari feels the same way about it. Here's what he had to say.
You feel more pressure because you guys are this good that it's almost like Super Bowl or bust this season?
No. We know what we're capable of, just like we knew we were last year. It's just going out and executing. So I think there's pressure every year, the same amount of pressure. And I really would just put it to Aaron. When you have Aaron Rodgers on your team, you have a Super Bowl caliber team. I think that speaks to how good he is and how consistent he is. That's why he's regarded as one of the best, if not the best player in the league. So that's the only pressure that I really see. But, I mean, with this team, I mean, I do believe that this is a Super Bowl team. Mm-hmm. Now, talk is cheap. We have to act on it. We need to take care of business when the business presents itself. So that's going to be this Sunday. Then with a week off, take care of business twice at home. Then we can talk about it being officially a Super Bowl team because we're in the Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I totally see where he's coming from. And really, even though when he answered Ryan Horvath's question and said, no, it's not, everything he kind of said after that kind of suggested that it is. I mean, yes, you have to earn it. You cannot just assume that you're going to be showing up in Tampa Bay, you know, at the beginning of February like that. You can't have that attitude, and no team does. That's no one thinks like that. But again, for us fans that watch the Packers and see what they're doing. And I won't speak for every fan because I know a lot of fans are different in this regard, but I said it in the last hour and I'll say it again. For me, I think this team can win it all. They've convinced me that. And I don't know how many more great teams we're going to see, especially with Aaron Rodgers under center. He's having an MVP season. I don't know how many people expected Rodgers to play at this level this year. So to me, it is Super Bowl or bust. If they do come up short, if they do lose in the playoffs, to me, that's a failure because they had everything put together to get this done, and you just don't know how many more chances you're going to get at this. David Bakhtiari also on the big show in Milwaukee yesterday talking about Corey Linsley. Because while we talk about Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams, this is another guy that is up for a contract. And again, I just don't know how Brian Gutekunst is going to make this happen. This is what David Bakhtiari had to say.
I think immensely, honestly. I mean, he's not only a good teammate, but an even better friend. He's the type of guy that you want out there. He gets everyone on the same page, especially in the offensive line. I mean, he knows his stuff. And even at times, he'll check Aaron, make sure Aaron knows the right adjustments based on what they're presenting us. If it's a run, change it to another run, because that's how versed he is, and that's how well he sees the field. And then, not to mention, I mean, his physical presence. I mean, he's not the biggest guy, but he's extremely strong, extremely powerful, and I think you saw it this past week with him coming back. I think the communication was on point. Our blocking was there, and we gave the running backs opportunities to make explosive plays because of that. And, I mean, yeah, I'd be the first one pounding at the table to make sure he comes back, because he's a big part of the success on the offensive line.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it was great to have Corey Linsley back, and I feel like he came back maybe a little sooner than expected. I don't know. Then again, it just feels like time continues to fly here during football season. So either way, David Bakhtiari did suggest earlier this season that if you, and again, this was before he got his payday. You know, he made the comment that if you really want someone, if you really want to keep someone, you will make that happen financially. Like, salary cap is just an excuse. If you want someone, you'll bring them back. So again, you look at the numbers and how it's working out next year. I just don't see how it's conceivable to be able to bring back, say, Aaron Jones and Corey Linsley, let alone both. Either one, it doesn't matter. Like, the Packers are very strapped for cash right now. So I don't know how this is going to work. But you never know. Maybe David Bakhtiari is right. And look, he got his payday, and he earns every single penny of it, no question. But I just don't know how else you can be able to manipulate the cap to the point that you can just bring anyone back on this Packers roster for this year. Bakhtiari was also asked if the 2019 Packers are, well, I should say this year's Packers, the 2020 Packers, are better than the 2019 Packers. He's David Bakhtiari.
Yeah, I would definitely say, I was going to say, you know, offensively, we're definitely better than we were last year. I think it's because we're a little more comfortable. A lot of same faces, but guys are more versed and comfortable in the offense, and it shows. And then I think, you know, the right players at the right time are playing some of their best games, or playing some of their best game on offense. And then I think when you look at his whole team, we're all very close. I think the defense is a very close unit. A bunch of the playmakers on defense starting to hit their stride. And I think that's showing, especially in the latter part of this season, which is huge. I mean, if I want a championship defense, I would definitely want it on the back half of the year with the confidence going into the playoffs than in the front half.
The other thing, too, that we had talked about all of last week when we were getting you ready for the game against the Titans, you know, we kept saying over and over, and pretty much a lot of you agreed that this was kind of the measuring stick. The Titans are a legit football team in a very competitive AFC. David Bakhtiari talking about that test and being able to pass it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a huge test, and frankly, I was curious to see what kind of football team we were. I wanted to see, you know, I know what we are capable of on offensively. But I have no problem admitting it. We haven't played a true, full, complete game, maybe once. And I wanted to see against a playoff team in a playoff atmosphere in what we would potentially be doing, which is at home. I wanted to see where we were at. And I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but I was pleased to see what we did. Now, no team is going to come in here and be like, oh, Green Bay Packers are automatically going to lose. You have to go out there and earn it and take it from them. But I was pleased to see in that environment, in that game, what all the men out there did. And definitely gets me excited, especially as we head right into, you know, playoffs coming right around the corner.
Statement win, right? I mean, that's exactly what it was. That was, on Sunday, a statement win from the Pack. Statement win. I got a couple more here, and one of which is from Devontae Adams, but we will get to that on the other side of the break. So stay tuned. We will get to that. I do want to tell you guys, because I know we are trying to we're always talking about getting a car. You know, we always are looking to upgrade. And believe me, it happens all the time. Even during a pandemic, upgrading a car is very important. Well, let me tell you about my friends at Hyundai West Dallas. Hyundai West Dallas, for those of you that are around the great state of Wisconsin, I know for a fact you are not going to drive down to southeastern Wisconsin to buy a car. Like, it just doesn't make any sense at all, right? It doesn't, especially today where it's snowy and the roads are still being plowed. And no. But I have some advice. Because Hyundai, it's a really nice car. I have a Hyundai Sonata, and I absolutely love it. It's my favorite car ever. If you go to HyundaiWestDallas.com, you can do your shopping online. And there's three different ways to contact my friends at Hyundai West Dallas, and they will work with you. And guess what? If you have a tablet or an iPad, you're able to sign all the paperwork. You know, you have to sign all these papers when you're buying a car. You got to go through all the financing, that aspect of it. You can just do it digitally. And once you have all that finalized, they will send the car up to you. You never have to come down to southeastern Wisconsin and down to West Dallas to get this done. It's a great opportunity. They've been able to ship cars to Illinois. They even shipped a car out to Missouri recently. Believe me, they will come to you guys. This is where you need to go. It's Hyundai West Dallas off of Highway 100 in West Dallas. If you go to HyundaiWestDallas.com, that's where it is. And when it comes to savings, you can save a lot of money as well. If you mention my name, Radio Joe, or Joe Zanzola, you get an additional $500 off your new car. And they still have the Christmas tree of savings here for the next couple of days. If you walk in, draw a card from the tree, you can save up to an additional $500 off. And yes, it's not one or the other. You can add the name aspect to it. You can save up to $1,000. Not bad at all. Again, it's all at Hyundai West Dallas. Hyundai West Dallas off of Highway 100 in West Dallas. Or again, guys, just go to HyundaiWestDallas.com.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
If my friends ask where you are, I'm gonna say she went down in an airplane, fly, getting some.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bill Michaels Show today. I'm Radio Joe, keeping you guys company. Hopefully you are enjoying your day, as it officially feels like winter now with all the snow that we got. Been kind of keeping my eye on the Duke's Mayo Bowl with the Badgers. And again, I don't think many people really care about this game. One thing I do care about, I just saw their starting nose tackle, Keanu Benton, go down with an injury. And it looked like he was grabbing his knee. And that's not a good sign. You know, the Badgers, you know, one area of concern I'm going to have for next year, and to me, part of the Badgers' success is going to be continuity, and they're only going to lose more players because some of these guys are seniors and they could come back if they wanted, but a lot of them are ready to go to the NFL. You're already going to lose two defensive linemen. I mean, Garrett Rand and Isaiah Loudermilk are planning on leaving the program. The last thing you need is to have Keanu Benton go down with, say, a torn ACL. And again, we don't know what that is. He had to be carted off the field. Doesn't look promising. So your defensive line has already taken a hit for what you're losing in departures. And if you lose Keanu Benton, going into next year, that is also not good. I mean, Matt Henningsen is really the only other talented guy up front that's going to be sticking around. So, I mean, again, it's just, you know, I do believe the Badgers will be better next year, but you're going to lose more seniors. So that's just something to keep an eye on. It's 21-21 right now, if you care, with about 3:40 to go in the third quarter. So, again, I'll kind of keep you posted till the end of the show. But that's what's been going on there. We were kind of showcasing some of the things that David Bakhtiari said yesterday on the big show on 1250 AM, The Fan out of Milwaukee. He comes on every Tuesday at 4:35. And, you know, one of the big statements that he made that is certainly going to be passed around on social media, on TV. You're going to see it in a lot of places. The fact that they want to beat the piss out of the Bears coming up on Sunday. That was some good stuff from David Bakhtiari. But a couple other things that he made a point of, one of which is what he thinks of home field advantage. Because even though you only have a handful of fans going into Lambeau Field, you know, they've been bringing in first responders. That's been it. So this is what David Bakhtiari had to say about home field advantage this time around in the COVID world that we live in right now.
Having the one seed means more this year than it did before because there's only one team with a bye. And especially for our team, we had our bye early in the season. It's going to be big to have this one. Whereas, you know, in previous years, the top two teams were able to have a bye, which was nice. So the only other extra benefit was the home field advantage, and also you still had a shot for that team to lose at home. So then if you were the second seed, you'd still be able to have home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
Right.
Now, why is Lambeau Field an advantage? Yes, obviously fans is great, but we don't have it this year. What we do have is the elements, and we condition ourselves season round in these cold environments that certain teams can't emulate. That's one. And two is the field. We know our field. We know how to work on our field, not only what to wear shoes-wise, but how well we can actually move. Where certain guys, they don't get to have their first time trying it out until potentially right before kickoff. So they have to fit. It's kind of like reacting on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
And that, again, puts that at an advantage, especially like you saw this past week, being able to move net on our turf with the snow.
That is a very significant quote from Bakhtiari, and I'll tell you why. There were two games earlier this year at Lambeau that were too close for comfort, one of which the Packers lost, and that was against the Vikings. And after watching that game, yeah, there was some blame to go around, but you know what really changed that game? It was the wind. The wind played such a big part in that game that all of a sudden it had to come down to a greater emphasis on the running game. And back then, the Packers, their run defense was still pretty lousy, and Dalvin Cook was able to do whatever he wanted. And I think had that game not had the wind as such a factor as it was, I think the Packers beat the Vikings. Because it opens everything up. And the same thing can be said a couple of weeks later when they came back to Lambeau to play the Jaguars. It was the same thing. It was really windy that day. And that also changed the game plan a little bit, and the Packers were not themselves. But this time around against Tennessee, you didn't have the wind, you had the snow. And what he said there was very telling when it comes to your footing. They're used to playing in the snow. They didn't have to deal with the wind. And that's what was so impressive. These receivers were catching everything Aaron Rodgers was throwing to them in the snow. It seems to me they can handle the snow. They can't handle the wind. So that was a very good point there from Bakhtiari. And you almost hope that you get another snow game in the playoffs. Or better yet, how about two? Especially if one of those warm weather teams, like the Buccaneers, like the Rams, like the Cardinals, you know, whomever it is, the Saints, that will play a huge, huge part. So Mother Nature has had a say in some of these contests this season. That was pretty interesting. The other part of this is, how can you not talk about Devontae Adams? We talk about Aaron Rodgers all the time. You're not going to believe what David Bakhtiari had to say about Devontae Adams. Take a listen.
Yeah, he's a guy that has really ascended his career. I mean, obviously he had his trials early on, which I think was great for him because I think it helped. I don't know, and I don't want to speak for him, but there is there you could make an argument that what he went through helped shape who he is today, and he may have not been able to tap into all that and what he could become if he didn't, you know, have those low moments. And really, I mean, he's been just ascending, and like I can't even confidently say that we've seen the best of Devontae. And right now, what we're seeing is the top in the NFL from other players. So it's very intriguing to see him. I'm very proud of everything that he's done. And he's an amazing player. He's a great locker room guy. I mean, really, like, he doesn't really have anything negative to go around him. He's a guy that you want to build a team around.
Show of hands, how many of you thought to yourself watching that game on Sunday night and seeing Devontae Adams have another just ridiculous game in the snow, how many of you thought that Devontae could be wearing a gold jacket someday? Because that crossed my mind. And the way he's playing right now, and the fact he's shattering some records, I mean, that conversation needs to be had. Who knows? Maybe for you, it's already obvious. Like, yeah, he should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I that was the first time that I really started to ponder that. Like, I mean, this guy, he is this good. I'm sure that's going to be a conversation we'll have in the future. But man, Devontae Adams is special. He really is. Coming up on the other side, if you missed my conversation with the general manager of the Milwaukee Bucks, John Horst, I had a chance to chat with him earlier in the show. You will hear it, and believe me, you don't want to miss this. We had a really, really good conversation. That is coming up next here on The Bill Michaels Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Broadcasting across the great state of Wisconsin and beyond the borders, it is the Bill Michaels Show. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Radio Joe Zanzola. Bill back tonight. Bill Michaels Huddle, 6 to 8, presented by Bud Light Seltzer. And then Bill will be back on this show tomorrow as we get you ready for Packers and Bears. If you missed our conversation, I played some of it with David Bakhtiari on 1250 AM The Fan. You can find the full interview at 1250amthefan.com. Some really good stuff there with Ryan Horvat and Gary Ellerson, who were hosting the big show yesterday. So you can go there and check that out. And I had a chance to catch up with Bucks GM John Horst, and a lot of good stuff came out of last night, despite the fact that TNT decided to bail on the game a little too early and Bucks fans were not able to see history being made. Nonetheless, history was made. The Bucks broke the NBA record for most three-pointers made in a game, and they set it at 29 last night. And that is certainly where we started with GM John Horst.
Yeah, I mean, great night for the Bucks last night. Most importantly, to get the win. You know, our league is a crazy league. Sometimes you can go from shooting below 20% from three against the Knicks and having one of those nights to an NBA record-setting night last night against the Heat. And you know, I don't know that we're going to make 29 or 33s every night this season, but I do think we have a really good shooting team. We're intentional. We talked a lot about, you know, adding to our shot making and shot creation in the off season, and I think, you know, not only did we make a bunch of threes as a team last night, but to have 12 players make a three in a game is also an NBA record. And in some ways, I think I'm more proud of that. It just shows the versatility of our roster and the completeness of our roster, and hopefully a sign of more to come.
Yeah, and I'm sure you have to feel pretty good too, because, you know, there's a lot of new faces on this basketball team, and you really had to change things around. And, you know, obviously it starts with Drew Holiday. Looking at Drew Holiday last night, this guy, it just feels like he has had chemistry with everyone for a while. Like, it's hard to believe this is only his fourth game, and to be playing at this level, that is really awesome to see.
Yeah. Drew's a true professional, ultimate competitor, a great teammate, a great person, and a really, really good player. And you know, I'm glad that Milwaukee's getting to see and the NBA is getting to see you know, what we're hopeful of with Drew Holiday and the reasons that we aggressively pursued him, and we're excited to have him, you know, become part of our basketball team. And I think, you know, Drew's skill set, but his personality and all the things that he brings to the table, I think are going to be a difference maker for us this season and going forward. And that's the bet. That's the hope. And so far, so good, you know, and looking for more to come.
Yeah, I am just a big fan of Drew Holiday, and he certainly is a class act for sure. We're talking with the general manager of your Milwaukee Bucks, John Horst, here on the Bill Michaels Show. So let me go back a little bit to Giannis and the extension. I mean, I have to talk about this. And obviously, John, I know you're not going to get into like specifics on the negotiations and all of that. Like, that's not going to happen. But, you know, you and Giannis go way back, and I've heard you talk about recently just how close you are with Giannis. But did it ever cross your mind as the negotiations were going on? Was there ever any doubt in your mind where you're like, man, what if he doesn't sign this? What if this could be his last season as a Buck? Like, did that doubt ever show up? Did you ever lose any sleep over it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, and both things can be true. I think Giannis and I have a great relationship. We have a long-standing relationship. I love him not only as a player and someone that I'm fortunate to work with every day, but as a person and someone that I call a friend and consider part of my family. And but both things can be true. That is true. And you can also lose sleep over a decision in a moment that's as big as it was and is for our franchise and our league and for his life and my life and everyone that's associated with it. So it is a major decision, a major moment in time that we navigated and we worked through, and I'm very happy and thankful for the outcome of it. And at the same time, and Giannis knows this, that, you know, if we would have went in a different route and for whatever reason decided not to do an extension at this time, that's something that, you know, that myself and the organization would have respected and supported and worked with him accordingly as well on that. So it was a great moment, a great experience, great to be part of, but also very, very happy. And I know he is too, to have that locked in and secured and done with and continue to build our team and work on getting better every day and trying to accomplish our ultimate goals.
Yeah. And
so,
I
really, we've lost.
Yeah, go ahead. I was watching last, or was it 2 weeks ago, the video that the Bucks put out on Twitter of, you know, you're there, ownership is there, his agent is there, and there's Giannis signing on the dotted line. And I could just see how ecstatic everyone was in that room. I mean, it was just such a great moment and a great day for everybody involved. I'm curious, John, like, you know, you've done a lot of negotiating with so many different players when it comes to contracts and stuff. For you, like, what are some of the biggest challenges as a GM when you go into those negotiations trying to figure out what is going to be the best compromise that can be had between both sides?
Yeah, I think maybe one of the biggest challenges in things that, you know, continue to learn and evolve and grow, and I don't know that this applies, you know, in all walks of life, but I can tell you it applies in sports and it applies, I think, in our organization. The perception that, you know, it's all about the money, it's just not true. And to get yourself past that, you know, in a negotiation and try to figure out what matters with players and with people. And, you know, often I've found that it matters that they want to have a place where they can win, where they're loved and respected, where their family is taken care of, and where they want to enjoy, you know, coming to work every single day. And, I mean, it's deeper than that. It's more complex than that. But those are some of the things that I've learned and taken away from, you know, a lot of these negotiations. And, of course, money matters. It always is going to matter But those other things are major deciding factors in a lot of decisions for people. And my gut is that matters in any walk of life. That's not just in professional sports, but I can tell you in sports it definitely does, because these guys like the routines and they like continuity and they like stability, and you got to figure out a way to give them that and prove to them that you can give them that.
Again, we're talking with Bucks general manager John Horst here on the Bill Michaels Show. And you know what else is really satisfying to me, John, and I know it's satisfying to you? You know, Milwaukee doesn't have the reputation of being this Siberia where it's just, well, I don't want to play there. It's Milwaukee. I mean, we've seen now the last few years, I mean, it helps having Giannis on your team, but we have seen so many seasoned prominent veterans play for this basketball team. And man, if you would have told me that 10 years ago, I might have said you're crazy. Milwaukee is not that, you know, stereotypical town where it's just, yeah, that's just where the leftover players go.
Yeah, Joe, it's you said, you know, of course it helps having Giannis. I would say it starts with having Giannis. And I don't want to oversell it. I'm just selling it accurately and fairly. Yep. When you have a chance to play with the best player in the world, who happens to be the best person, who's an incredible teammate, incredible ambassador for the organization and for the community, and he's not even in his prime yet and is now committed to be the organization for, you know, years to come, that sets the tone for everything. And then, you know, to the credit of our ownership group with Mark Lassery and Wes Edens and Jamie Dimon, and in the business side with Peter Fagan and Coach Bud, the culture that he's set, then you have an organization that resources winning in every manner, you know, and they invest in the team in every manner, and they're willing to spend, and they're willing to spend time and spend money and assets to really grow this thing to be great, not only great on the floor, but great off the floor. And I think that combination is lethal and has given us a chance to recruit and maintain talent and sustain success, and we want to continue to do that and continue to knock on the door and be in a position to hopefully win at the highest level.
That was just a portion of my conversation with Bucks GM John Horst. You can listen to the rest of it at BillMichaelsSports.com. It will be front and center on the webpage. You can't miss it. You can also find it on the radio.com app as well. Some really insightful stuff from John Horst, and certainly there's a lot of specifics that he is not going to get into in regards to different topics, but there's other things that there's always curiosity about with his job, because his job is certainly not easy. Sure, he makes a good amount of money, but there is a lot that goes into it. Again, great stuff, and thanks again for John Horst coming on the show to talk about a lot of that. On the other side, we will wrap things up, and we'll give you another update. Some good news coming out of that Mayo Bowl, if you care. The Bill Michaels Show continues right after this.
This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at New Mail Medical Center. The holidays are here. Gift getting, holiday parties, traveling. With all the holiday fun, it may take the energy out of you. And if you're sluggish or foggy or moody, everybody's going to call you the Grinch. You don't want that. No, it could be low T or low testosterone. My friends at New Mail Medical Center, they can help you out just like they helped me. And you're going to have plenty of energy to enjoy all that the holidays have to offer. And when it comes to gift giving, what better gift can you give your partner than a healthy love life? The medical experts at New Mail Medical Center have a 98% success rate of treating guys with ED without the nasty side effects. And I know there's a lot of great food over the holidays, but you don't have to put on weight. As a matter of fact, you can take it off and jumpstart the new year for a new you. Call the medical experts at New Mail Medical Center, 414-455-4451. Locations in Milwaukee, Green Bay, all over. 414-455-4451.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veteran Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers face the Chicago Bears Sunday at 3:25. The Bears will honor Gale Sayers, who passed away earlier this year. Quarterback Mitch Trubisky has been able to score earlier in games, leading Chicago to three consecutive victories with a shot now at a wild card spot in the playoffs if they get the win over the Packers at home at Soldier Field. Trubisky spoke to reporters.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. We know what's at stake this weekend. And it just sets up for a special opportunity to finish our season strong against a rival like this. So it's a must-win game, just like these last couple of games have been. And we definitely want to play our best ball and finish strong. So we just got to keep getting better, have a great week of practice, and go out there to give ourselves a great chance on Sunday.
Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is in the running for the league MVP, and Green Bay's defense has been putting pressure on the quarterback and creating turnovers. Are they playoff ready? Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, I thought our guys did outstanding, and they answered the bell, and I'd be remiss to not mention the offensive line, just how they protect, how they opened up holes in the run game, our tight ends, our receivers getting involved in the run game, and then defensively, I just saw, you know, all three levels, from the D-line to the backers to the secondary, flying around, making plays in the ball.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur in Green Bay. I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Well, I got some good news here. A couple of minutes left of the Bill Michaels Show. Radio Joe with you. Thanks for listening today. If you care about the Duke's Mayo Bowl, your Wisconsin Badgers are leading 35-21 with an upcoming field goal. Sam Hartman, the quarterback for Wake Forest, has thrown a couple of picks in this game. Actually, I think he's been, three picks now? Scott Nelson picked him off. Jack Sanborn picked him off. How about that? Breaking Sam Hartman's heart. That's a shame. Well, it's good to see the Badgers leading in that game, and it's also great to see the Badgers scoring points. Again, I don't really care if the Badgers win or lose this game. It's just, show me some progress heading into next year. Show me some confidence. Get more experience to these younger players. That's really all that matters to me. So there you go. Badgers holding that lead right now. And we'll probably talk a little bit about that tomorrow. Also getting you ready for Packers and Bears. We'll talk with David Haw from 670 The Score down in Chicago tomorrow. Chris Raybon has the betting lines. We'll also talk with Ryan Wood and Eric Baranchuk, both of the Green Bay Press Gazette, tomorrow. I will actually be off on Bill's show tomorrow. Bill is back tomorrow. He'll be on the Bill Michaels Huddle tonight from 6 to 8 on many of these network stations. I will actually be hosting the Big Show in Milwaukee tomorrow afternoon from 2 to 6 on New Year's Eve. So another hosting day for me, but Bill is back tomorrow. Thanks again. Thanks again to all of our guests, John Horst, Kevin Holden, Frank Madden, Steve Palazzolo. Always a thanks to Evan Heffelfinger, Other Side of the Glass. I'm Radio Joe Zanzola. Thanks for listening again today to the Bill Michaels Show. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, same time, same place. See you later.
Wisconsin Wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.